Hello children, this is nervous system part 2. Next part of forebrain is midbrain. Midbrain of humans is significantly small. It connects the forebrain with cerebellum and pons of hindbrain. Next part is hindbrain. The hindbrain consists of three regions, cerebellum, pons and medulla oblongata. The cerebellum, it is the largest part of hindbrain. Structure, it consists of two large lateral lobes called cerebral hemispheres. Its surface is covered by a large number of transverse fissures. Where is it located? It is present below the cerebrum and above the medulla oblongata behind the pons. Functions, it helps to maintain the balance or equilibrium during movements. It also controls and coordinates the muscular activity. Let's start with activity 2 to understand areas of cerebral cortex with their functions. Cerebrum is the largest part of the brain, divided into the left and right cerebral hemisphere. Mammals have much larger cerebral hemispheres than any other kind of animal. Humans have the largest cerebral hemispheres. Conscious thought and memory take place in the cerebrum. The nervous tissue of the cerebral hemispheres forms the cerebral cortex. The different regions or area of the cerebral cortex have different functions, like association areas. It interpret, integrate and store information. Next, motor areas. It control movement of voluntary muscles like our leg muscles. Sensory area. It receive nerve impulses from the sense organs. And auditory areas, it interprets what we hear. The pons. Pons are the nerve fibers that link the medulla oblongata to the midbrain. They relay impulses between different parts of the brain. This region takes part in the regulation of respiration also. And the last part of hindbrain is the medulla oblongata. Structure, it is almost triangular in shape. Hollow from inside, it extends from pons to spinal cord. Again, where is it located? The medulla oblongata that extends from pons is continuous with the spinal cord. Functions, it controls the involuntary activities of internal organs like beating of heart, movements of breathing, sneezing, swallowing, vomiting, coughing, hiccuping and peristaltic movement of alimentary canal. The spinal cord. What is the structure? It is long, unsegmented cord-like structure. Location. It extends downwards from the medulla of the brain and runs the length of the back inside the vertebral column. The column is made of bones called the vertebrae, which protect the spinal cord from injury when we move about. Functions. It is the center for many reflexes. It also conducts nerve impulses from the body to the brain and vice versa. Cross-section of spinal cord. A cross-section of the spinal cord consists of two different types of tissues. The central area resembles the letter H and is darker. This is the gray matter and it consists of nerve cell bodies. The outer part is the white matter, which consists of nerve fibers or axons, as it is shown in the diagram. Let's start with activity 3 to know the structure and functions of spinal cord. Role of spinal cord in receiving and giving response to a stimuli. Look at the diagram, children. Receptor is the skin from which the sensation of pain is received, and then it is passed on to sensory neuron, and again it is passed to the spinal cord. From there, the relay neuron passes it to the motor neuron, and this motor neuron passes it to the muscle in arm, which are called the effector. This is how they respond to stimuli. This is end of part 2. Thank you, children.